welcome you on the call. My wife, Paige, and I, and our team, and our honored upline and partners and friends on this call, it is great to have you wherever you're dialing in from around the world. We are here tonight for one reason, and that's to give people the equipment, the pathway to go out and build their organizations. My wife and I are proud to be in the Williams Organization. Whatever organization you guys hail from, we're glad you're here. And one of the things about being a part of the Williams Organization we've learned is to take care of people and look after them and make sure that they have what they need and that leadership is integrity-based and leading from the front. So that's that. A couple things I want to say to expand on what our friendly neighborhood cowboy Rhonda said just a minute ago is I want to talk about this, which I really didn't want to do a lot tonight, but I need to. On December 11th, our next advanced workshop here in Round Rock / Austin, we will be joined live by NECAD President Doug Vaughn. How cool is that, everybody?
All right, that's great.
But it's big news. But it also, and also, I don't know if you guys don't know this yet, this just happened today. We're going to have a camera crew here from 2010 Productions. We are going to be updating Is This For You, filming a preview, and a getting started. They're all going to be professionally produced and done, and we're going to be grabbing video footage from the people at the event with important stories to tell. So if you and your downline come that day, you will be on video. You guys excited about that?
Yes,
we only have one small problem. When we booked the event, we did it for only 90 people. We have a contract at the hotel for only 90 people. We're going to broadcast it to everybody in the country. And that day, we're going to be focusing specifically on the compensation plan upgrade and how to achieve qualification. And if you're driving, please star 6. In fact, everybody star 6 if you've got a question. Somebody star, there we go. Thank you, whoever just dialed out. But anyways, we're going to focus on how to achieve qualification that day with a focus on the compensation plan upgrades. We're going to talk about ownership. We're going to be talking about qualifying. Doug is going to explain why this happened, which I'm going to talk a little bit about tonight, and it is going to rock. And then if you zoom ahead to April 29th and 30th, we're calling the shot way in advance so you guys can have time to travel. We're going to be doing Under Summit right here in Austin, Texas. We are going to be celebrating the organization that we're a part of, welcoming everybody else. We have some wonderful people coming. We're going to be, of course, honored and blessed to be joined by Dennis and Ruth Williams. Dave and Valerie Johnson said they're going to be coming. Ed Weens is looking to come. He's working on it. The McTerrys have said that they will likely be joining us down here. Doug Braun will be here. Roe Time and Morton from Europe will be here. The Diamonds Rairdons from out in Arizona, formerly Seattle area, just Texas said they will be here. And we'll be focusing at the summit, because that's only been a month or two after the second wave of compensation plan upgrades will come in. We'll be focusing on that. So if you're silver or above, you're going to want to be here to learn what it's going to take for the platinum and above levels. We're going to be able to do a two-day event at a hotel. We're going to do it in a hotel this year based on request, because a lot of people walking back and forth is tough, and it's 5 or 6 blocks to the convention center. So we're going to be working that out pretty quickly, but it looks like we're going to be able to do a full two and a half day event with a party, a dance, and everything for right at $50 a ticket, which we're really proud of. So the bottom line is we will have a physical house in April, and it will be an overly packed house in December. So I'm going to tell you guys listening to this call right now, we may not be able to move that venue contractually. There are 90 tickets and the president's coming. Do you guys think maybe you're going to want to order some tomorrow?
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
I want to clarify this because we did broadcast Doug Braun in to one of these trainings. Just so everyone is clear, Doug Braun is coming to Austin to the training, and we're going to broadcast him from Austin to everywhere.
Yes. So he will not be webcasted. He will be livecasted.
That's right.
Yes, so the bottom line, guys, we have the president coming, and there's 90 seats. So act on it. Now, that's enough about that. What we're here to talk about tonight is the compensation plan upgrades. Basically, what NECAD has done, and I talked to several people today about how we were going to do this presentation, because I wanted to know from some people that weren't silver yet, some people that were silver, some people that were beyond silver, just kind of feeling that over the past couple of weeks, where do I need to start with this presentation? Because if I start just talking about the changes, I'm going to have about, 50 or 100 new people on this call who are going to be lost. I also really believe that a lot of people building their organizations do not understand what being breakaway means and do not understand what qualifying means. So when they get to silver, if you don't know what it means, it's hard to understand why you need to do it. So do you guys on this call, were you all on the live side, promise to stop and ask questions if something that does not make sense? Y'all give me your stuff, Donna?
Yeah.
Awesome. And then part two, do you guys believe that if people knew what qualifying meant, they'd be more likely to want to do it?
Right.
So that's what we're going to talk about tonight. When you hear about these changes, now this is the same thing for a network marketer. When the company announces something or somebody announces an event, let's say a product launch, a person that has a job will think, okay, November 13th, there's a product launch. I'm going to be there. Let's say I've got a baseball game or something that day. I've got to move the game because I've got to be at the product launch. A network marketer never thinks about I. A network marketer thinks, there's a product launch November 13th. How many people am I going to get there? Someone that has a job mentality sees by a pro pack or by a starter pack, and they say, I've got to get a pack, I don't have the money, or I've got to come up with the money. A business professional in the networking world says, wow, I love the packs because 10,000 people are going to get them. When you hear about autoship, someone that has a job mentality or a sales mentality is going to say, I've got to spend $100 on autoship. Now, that's a fact that you should be taking Jay Green and Ciara. It's not like it's a chore to eat healthy. But even that, someone that has a job mentality is going to say, I have to do 100 points. A network marketer is going to say, wouldn't it be cool with 10,000 people were all doing 100 points in my downline? Who in the cell would like that?
All of them.
All right, so here's the next question about that. If I was to say to you guys that Nissan basically just got set up and they supercharged gold and silver and they're talking about qualifying, if in your mind you're even thinking about whether you will or will not qualify, you're taking yourself out of the game, because shouldn't you be thinking about the 10,000 people in your group who will be qualified? So here's my question to you. When you hear 2,000 points to qualify, is your first thought, oh, gosh, I've got to? Or how would you like to be the upline of 50 silvers who are all now qualifying?
Right.
Okay, so if you're even thinking about yourself, you're missing the boat. This is network marketing. I want some of you to shed your job mentality or your sales mentality and start thinking that you're a conduit for everything that will happen in your downline. Paige put together a great training to get people started in the business. And one of the first things she says is, and by the way, this is the way we're going to train people. You're going to see this tone. I want to welcome you to the organization. Today we're going to teach you what and why we do what we do to get started, because this is how you're going to equip the people beneath you. And by the way, it's good for you to do it too, so you can be a conduit. So nothing you do is for you in network marketing. Everything you do is for other people. Fair enough? You guys all with me so far?
Oh, yeah.
So having said that, let me teach you a few terms here to help you understand this. First of all, you're not selling stuff to people. I mean, you can do that. That's a powerful part of our comp plan, where you can make $100 or $300 or even $500 in a month, because that's like direct sales. And we have a 25% retail profit, plus whatever the company gives you back based upon your level. So I mean, you can make 35, 40, you know, 25, 30 to 40% retailing stuff, which ain't bad if somebody wants to make a couple hundred bucks a month. But I want you to know to make the big money. And by the way, how many of you on this call saw the comp plan when you got started? And you said, man, I want to build this to the silver level.
Oh, yeah.
What level were you guys talking about?
Royal Diamond.
Right. Anybody? I mean, you guys are quiet. What level were you guys talking about? Silver?
No, oh, Diamond.
Royal Diamond. So that's like if you're in Chicago on the L and you're riding on the train and you're going downtown and you see the Oak Brook stop. Do you get off and stop at Oak Brook, or do you blow right past it? Silver is. Silver, just for some of you silvers on the call, let me just tell this to you. Silver is not a destination. Silver is a throughway. And a lot of the reasons people get stuck at silver is because they don't understand this principle. It's about people sponsoring people. So I'm going to quickly run through this, because then the comp plan changes will make a heck of a lot more sense to everybody. It will make a big deal. It's how to earn $100,000 a year. It's real simple in this business. If you have six people each, just earn $2,000 a month, which is a pretty easy thing to do. There's people on this call that have received a $2,000 check from the account, aren't there? All over the place. It's easy. So six people earning $2,000, that would make you $10,000 or $12,000 a month, folks. That's a six-figure income. That's what I want to look at, is how to build a balanced, strong organization. I'll talk more about that in just 1 minute. So we have lots of ways to earn. You know, money flies at us from every direction, and the comp plan is like a game. Dennis Root sent out a really cool email this week talking about the Nissan game. I've always looked at the comp plan like a game. When I first got started, I was like 85 people deep in these Dennis Root, Denny, and Char. So I went to a training that Dennis did, and then I opened up the comp plan, and I taught myself. Rule number two, or one of the things about this business, the Apostle Paul was traveling all over Asia Minor in these churches he was setting up. He would get one set up, but he would leave for a little while, and they would all go to the, you know, they would start fighting and having all kinds of problems. And he wrote him a letter, and in the letter he said, y'all need to get off baby food. And basically what he meant was, you need to start leading your own church and doing your own thing and becoming, you know, where you're in the Word yourself. In this business, I want to do you all a favor right now, because we're here tonight to teach you how to make a living. Start to learn your business and become empowered. And one of the ways you can do that is simply looking at the comp plan, because that is your roadmap to success. When I got started, I didn't overthink it. I said, well, silver is the first leadership level. I need 20,000 points broken out through three legs, three of which need to be senior. Guess what we went and did? Found people that wanted to do that. For gold, I said, hey, do I have anybody that wants to go silver? If I don't, I'm going to find them. Same thing for platinum. So follow the roadmap. Don't get bogged down. So you progress through the steps. What you're going to find, and I'm not going to go through the advantages of the plan, but I want you to know a few terms, because it's going to apply directly to this. One is personal volume. That is stuff that you order. If you order a pair of mag steps, you have 48 points. If you type in your ID number, whatever you order, that's for you. That personal group volume, or personal group, is all the people who are either below silver or do not have a silver or higher between you and them. So that means if I've got three people beneath me and there's nobody who is silver or above in between us, all those people are in my personal group, and all those points add up into your points. So if you sponsor me, and both of us order a pair of mag sets that cost $48. My volume is 48, your volume is 48, the combined volume is 96. And for those in this call that know this already, I want you to know, we're not talking to you. We're talking to the 10 new people you ought to have on this call, and them understanding this will empower them. So personal volume, personal group volume add up, and then you've got your personal group volume. It's your PV plus the PV, personal volume of all the people in your personal group. You're often getting your personal volume referred to as PV, and personal group volume, PGV. And then PGV overrides are the bonus you're going to make on the people in your organization, and it's full. And I'm getting texts right now that both of the lines are full, so we have at least 500 people on this call. I want to welcome all of you. That's kind of cool. Alright, so that's enough of that. So that's PGV overrides, is the amount you earn from your personal group. Some of you are going to notice now there's some 6% missing on this, and those are your leadership bonuses. I'm going to share that with you in a minute. That goes directly back to what we're talking about here. Now, the way PGV adds up, you can see a little less schematic right here. There's somebody with 6,000 points personal group volume, 500 PV. You can see how it breaks down. The guy or the gal on the left, or the couple, is a senior because they've achieved 3,000 points. How many points do you guys need to go executive?
5,000.
How many points do you guys need to go executive? That just should be on the tip of your tongue, everybody on this call.
5,000
points.
So this person, if they signed up this month, what level would that new person be at the top? 1,000 points.
Executive.
Yes, and the promotion is immediate and it's permanent. So you can see this is the way your group's going to break out. And so when you're talking about doing 10,000 or 20,000 points, or even 5,000 points, if you're talking about you and one person, it's people doing bigger purchases. If you're talking about you and a lot of people, it starts to break down. I always remember Dennis and Ruth saying for years their average purchase going up to silver was like $350 a person. So and by the way, that means active people that bought a pack and inactive people or people that just wanted to get on auto ship. It will balance out to that. Now, I think these days with bigger items such as the sleep systems, I think you'll see the per new person first-year consumption dynamically higher than that now or to some degree. But the principle holds that you want a lot of people doing a little, even though in the beginning you're probably going to have a few people doing more because that's how you rise to those early levels, okay? And now, if you take a look at this next thing, the way your PGV overrides break down, and this is very, very important for you guys to see right here, and I'm going to pop open one more page while I'm working on this, is you can see that your volume is determined below the rank of silver by the front line that you have and the rank that they are, okay? So what I mean by that is, if you go back to that page, where is it? Okay, where'd it go? Lost it. Oh, there we go, sorry. If you go back to that page that I was looking at here, if you're a bronze and the other person's a direct, you can look at this color-coded chart right here, and you can see bronze to direct. All you do is look at the little color. You see purple is 15, direct is purple. You make 15% of the direct leg. If you're a bronze and the person beneath you is an executive, you're going to get 5% of all the people down beneath them. But you'll notice if you're a bronze and somebody else is a bronze, you don't make any money off them, even though you're going to get points for promotion. And that is because for the levels below silver, Niken is going to pay the bonus to the people generating the volume and to the line leader, because often what you're going to find is people will come into the business in the early days, and they may not be the active one at that point. Someone down beneath them might be, and that's where they're going to pay down at the point of origin. So there's always 20% broken down in your personal group. The silver earns 5% of the bronze earns 5% of the executive earns 5% of the senior earns 5% of the senior. And so if all you have is a silver and an executive, the silver earns 10% of the executive would earn 10% of the direct. So that zero is important because what happens a lot in the beginning of the business, people only build one leg. So if I take 15 people and stick them in one leg, and all my volume is in that one leg, and they do 20,000 points, even if I've got two other legs that are senior that didn't do any volume really this month, let's say they each just did 100 and qualified. If I did all 20,000 points in one leg, is it true that I could have a very small check even though I had a whole lot of points because we're both the same level?
Mm-hmm.
Are you guys understanding this? I really want your input on this. Tune into me. You guys are speaking for 500 people. Okay? So this is important. Now, one of the rules of thumb for building below the rank of silver, try to stay a level ahead of your people. So if you're a senior, you're getting 5% of the directs. You want to get executive as quickly as possible, so you're picking up 5% of those seniors. Now, don't worry about it, because how many of you signed up to be a bronze anyway? Anybody?
No.
These levels, let me tell you something, guys. You can be a Niken any level you want, as long as you want, but if you want to play the compensation plan game, senior, executive, bronze, all the way up to silver, we're designed to be pass-by levels. Your business builders are going to get silver as quickly as possible and then start to assemble an organization based on leadership by developing other leaders. That's the strategy of this business. So if you're saying, well, I'm executive and I didn't make anything of my executive, you're not understanding the game. You're not supposed to. Would you guys rather have a strong leader beneath you paying you residuals for the next 50 years or make 5% of $100?
Yeah,
so these are peanuts. This is peanut money. But what silver, and by the way, that doesn't mean I'm diminishing $300 or $500. I know what that means to a lot of people. When I say those things, it's in the excitement of talking about building a multi-million or $100,000 business. Those paychecks are important, but I'm only talking about one or two if the points aren't there in the right spot, because you should be progressing through the levels anyway. Okay, that's really important to understand. So if you go to the next one here, what you guys are going to see is when you get to the leadership bonus, why silver is so important, is you can see that a bronze doesn't make anything off of bronze, even though they get points for promotion because it still adds up to personal group volume. Does a silver make a percentage of a silver? Yes, 56%. So when you rise above that level of bronze and you hit silver, you will always receive bonus on everything the rest of your life. They're called leadership bonus overrides. Now, this is a really important principle to understand. In Nikken, your business life begins at the silver level. This is absolutely where your business begins. If you're below silver, you want to get here as quickly as possible and duplicate it. So all the training that we do when you're getting started, get a pro pack, get a starter pack, get a business owner's pack, get on AutoShip, go to HBM, all that is designed to get you to silver quickly, but it's not designed for you. What is your training really designed to do? Up here at the forepoint. Why do we train you guys?
So that we can duplicate what you do and teach our people underneath us to duplicate what we do.
Exactly. So we're not training you. We're actually cloning you for other people, aren't we?
Yes.
It's a pass-through training. It's not a training. So understand that's important. So how do you go silver 20,000 points in a month? Or you can do a rolling silver, which is 25,000 over a 2 to 4 month period. There's two ways to do it. And that's really important. So now that you're silver, you've done at least 20,000 PGV, something really cool happens, and somebody drives it again, please, it starts to stop. But anyway, what you guys will see is once you go silver, you form your own family. You're considered a breakaway. So if I sponsored you, Paige and I did, and you do 20,000 points, you no longer are part of our personal group volume. You and all of your people have your own personal group volume, and Paige and I's personal group volume is all the people who are not yet silver who are still in our group. So if you take a look at this graphic right here, you can see the direct, the executive, and the bronze would all total into our PGV, and we would get paid, you know, 15% of the direct and below, 10% of the executive, 5% of the bronze, but we'd make 6% of all those people in that leg. And remember, we're not talking about 6% of a person, we're talking about 6% of a group. Right now on this call, for example, Lonnie is doing all that great stuff, Lonnie and Gale, and when Paige and I look on the computer, we see Steve and Terry Gross, because right now you live in their bubble. When you guys do 20,000 points, it will say Steve and Terry Gross and the people that they have below silver. Winston and Stephanie will be their own family because they're going to go silver. Donald will also do 20,000 points and break away from Winston and Stephanie. And then Lonnie and Gale will break away from Donald and have their own family. So that's four silver groups deep right there, five, including Karen. That's how this thing works. Now, how this thing is if you do 100 personal points, you get paid on your personal group volume. That's your personal order every month. You'll get paid on your personal group volume. To get paid on your other leaders, this is where this comes in, and this is why I took the time to do this tonight. You have to do 2,000 personal group volume points to qualify for the bonus override as a silver to get paid on those people down beneath you who are in silver legs. Because what Nikken is saying is, we're paying you to develop and train and recruit an organization. And the reason they have a higher qualifier of 2,000 points to enable you to pick up the rest of your people, let me ask you something, guys. If you go silver, can you ever go Royal Diamond just doing volume?
No, you've got to have three.
Yeah, what do you need to go gold? Let's just talk about gold. What do you need?
Three silvers.
Yeah, so if you do 20,000 points and just sit there and you have no people doing anything because all you sold was beds, will you ever go gold?
No.
Okay, how about this slide? What if you have a superstar who's building a great big huge organization beneath you, but you've only got one leg? Can you ever go gold?
No.
So you guys understand that the reason there's a 2,000 point qualifier at silver is because Nikken's saying two things. First, they're saying, you went silver, you've developed some things, but we're going to test you to pick up more leadership, and we're going to see, if you can continue to produce so that you can qualify for leadership, because we want you to learn those skills. But secondly, and more importantly, you cannot go gold. You cannot go gold without three silvers, and if you're doing 2,000 points personal, that's your stable where your next silvers, golds, and platinums are coming from. So if you don't have 2,000 points in there, you don't have a stable. If you don't have a stable, you don't have a silver. If you don't have a silver, you're a permanent gold or a permanent silver yourself. And the reason people get stuck at silver is because they go out and they do 20,000 points and they sit on the people they initially recruited who may or may not want to build a business. They never progress. They don't do enough personal group volume to ever get their second, third, fourth, and fifth silvers. And they constantly stay at the same level, where if you keep that personal group volume high, your organization, by actual weight of effort, something's going to happen. For example, we got a call just a couple days ago from somebody that we haven't worked with in quite a while who signed someone up on AutoShip who wanted to buy a major product. Now, that was somebody who just was out there in the organization, who was on auto ship, that just by them being in the business, talked to a neighbor that wants to get an air system. Now, let me ask you a question. If you guys had 10 or 15 people signed up on our auto ship, is it possible more will happen than if you have nobody on anything?
Yeah.
So, and here's the other thing. Silvers will tell me, I can't do 2,000 points. Let me ask you guys an honest question. How in the world did you do 20,000 and then you're telling me you can't do 2,000?
Exactly.
Does that even make sense to you guys?
No.
Any silver on this call that's telling me that you can't do 2,000 points, what you're telling me is you don't want to work hard enough to do 2,000 points. Go look in the mirror. Go look in the mirror and tell yourself you can't do 2,000 points, and then go look at your silver pin. You're lying to yourself. That is nothing. That is a bare minimum. Now, let me tell you something about our organization. And I would be a lot of the diamonds and platinums in this call would probably tell you this. And I'll also tell you about Terry and why he ended up being consultant of the year. When we went from silver to platinum, we were doing about 20,000 points every month for about a year and a half, which meant we had enough people in our stable to where we never hit the silver slump. We kept bringing people in until the organization became residual. That's what we did. We didn't do it once and then plummet. We kept at it and kept the pedal to the metal. Same thing with Terry. I can remember going back, it was like 2002, and he can't give away a car if you did the most volume. And Terry got like second in the thing, and it was right up there. And then he was like 15, 20,000 points personal volume every month for about a year. And then 2 years later, he was consultant of the year. And it was directly related back to that personal group volume. So that is your stable to where people are coming through. I know if you guys talk to Dennis and Rusin, they would tell you the same thing, or Jenny and Sean Rogers, that's just an Argyon. Go talk to Dave Johnson, ask him if personal group volume is important. So when you guys are looking at your stable at silver, personal group volume is a big deal. So if you've got a group and you're having trouble qualifying, first thing you want to do is go out and go silver again and get that mentality because you had it once. Just go out and fill out your organization, and it will very, 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 very quickly explode by just weight of you doing things. Okay, so that's really important to understand. Now, if you take a look at silver, get paid two levels deep. That's the 6% two levels deep. So let me ask you something. If you qualify at 2,000, how much are you going to make at 6% if people in your group don't qualify? What's 6% of zero?
Yeah.
Zero. Right. So if your people also qualify, is your check going to be bigger than if they don't?
Yes.
Two things are going to happen if your people qualify. Number one, you're going to get paid more because there's something there. But the second thing that's going to happen, those people who are maybe just putting people on auto ship to hit 2,000 points, do you guys think that one of those people on auto ship over the year are possibly going to talk to someone that might want to build an e-cam business?
Mm-hmm.
Not sure.
Yeah.
What you guys are doing by qualifying and teaching your people to qualify, you're getting more at-bats. More people are swinging the bat because more things are happening. Now, if you take a look at your silver check, if you duplicate this 2,000 points, if you look at this chart right here, silver, your PG, even the PGV in the bubble, every one of those groups of people is a PGV. So you're getting your 5s and 10s and 15s of your personal group. Your people beneath you are up their own personal group volume. And just to make it easy, Paige and I wrote down, if you just barely qualify everybody, basically you got 6,000 points on your first level because you've got three silver groups there. The second level, you have 18,000 points because there are nine groups right there times 2 is 18. That would be a total of 24,000 points plus your own personal group volume, which right there you're looking at 26,000 points. Your monthly check right there is going to be about $1,500 a month, and it's just a base silver. Would you guys be okay with making $1,500 a month residually, which, by the way, is worth about $1.5 million in the bank residually?
Yeah.
How many of you on this call would be willing to work for 6 months to a year to have a check that's the equivalent of $1.5 million in the bank at about 4%?
That'd be fine.
Yeah.
Right. Has anybody here ever worked harder than that to have less than that for retirement?
Yeah.
Now, we're going, you can see here, what happens if you have silver more than two levels deep? At silver, remember, you pulled the comp plan. How many 6% does the silver get? Two tiers deep. Not two people deep, two tiers deep. So if you've got somebody at that third level, how much do you get paid on that as a silver?
One doesn't qualify.
No, if you're a silver and you've got three levels of silver deep, how much do you get paid on the third level?
You don't.
However, what Niken will do is if one of those people above you does not qualify 2,000 points, Niken will skip over it. And then what they will do is they will pick them up. But the bottom line here is, what do you think this person wants to go gold?
Yeah.
What happens at gold, guys? They get another
6% death.
Absolutely. Now, by the way, to get that 6% death, you also have to qualify. Now, at gold, you only have to do 1,500 points personal group to qualify because Niken recognizes that some of your leaders have thrown away. You're going to be spending more time helping them. You've already proven yourself that you can develop at least three leaders, so Niken lowers the personal group volume requirement, and that makes you a qualified gold. To be paid at the gold level, each of those silvers needs to qualify at 2,000 points. If they don't qualify at 2,000 points, as long as you do your 1,500, you'll be paid at the silver level. You'll be a gold distributor take it to silver level. So let me ask you a question. When Nikken introduces these policies, and they say we're going to work with qualified producing silvers, how many of you guys understand now exactly what that means if you're a gold?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's why the golds don't have cars, is because silvers don't qualify. And on the other side of the coin, that's why golds get cars, is because silvers qualify. Do you guys think this is going to make a difference for about 500 golds around the world when their people start qualifying?
Yeah.
Now, if you were one of those people that got mad because I'm losing my 5%, which is what happens if you're not a qualified producer, and by the way, if you're not qualified, the maximum that you would have would probably be, well, let's say 1,900 points. 1,900 points at 5%. And by the way, that 5% is not of 20%. It's of whatever the people in your group are. So if it's an average of executive, you know, instead of making 10%, you're making 5%, you're going to lose $50 to $100 even if you have maximum points for not qualifying. You're still basically getting paid as a bronze. On the other side of the coin, by the way, when you saw that thing, and this is interesting, when Nikken tells you they're going to reward qualified producers, and they're going to take a small 5% away from silvers and golds who don't qualify, your first thought should have been, great, I'm going to make more money. That would be like if somebody came to me and said, we're going to give you a bonus for being a good husband, but if you're not, we're going to take away your NFL Sunday ticket. If I started complaining about losing my Sunday ticket, what would that tell you guys about my husbanding skills?
Good.
It would mean I was expecting to be a bad husband. When they introduce these policies, and by the way, Platinum, Diamonds, and Royals, they're going to be introducing some really cool income-enhancing qualifiers in the spring for all of us. Some of them are going to be things Paige and I have to go after to fatten out our own group in some areas. Paige, are we excited about it, or are we thinking, oh, what if we don't?
We are ready for some challenges. Ready.
We're seeing more money. I'm not even thinking about what if I don't. I got to be honest with you guys. If you're thinking, what if I don't, I got a funny question for you. What if you do? Okay? And here's gold. Now you take 27 groups at 2,000 points. Now you're looking at 54,000 points. Now you're looking at a check right here as gold of about $4,680. And by the way, this is a gold with just three silver legs. This is a very small organization that just started to fatten out. Because let me ask you something. Is it possible? Has anybody on this call that's silver or gold ever done more than 2,000 points in a month?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so when I'm saying 2,000 points, guys, is this a big stretch?
No.
Well, I'll be honest with you guys. If you're a silver out there and you want to make Nikken your career and you have 2,000 points this month, that's just about as close as you can get to where Doug doesn't have to come put a mirror under your nose to make sure you're still there.
Yeah.
and I'm serious about that. If this is your career and 2,000 points is a maximum effort, we need to get you an adrenaline shot. Okay, so this is small. The numbers we're giving you here are not even big. So this right here, and by the way, when I'm talking about 5,000 points here, this is residual. This doesn't include people buying packs, doesn't include beds, doesn't include water systems, doesn't include air systems. This is basically people barely qualifying. Do you guys think that's cool to have your base pay here be about $5,000 or $4,600 a month?
Oh, yeah.
The new lifestyle bonus, Nikken used to have an auto and home program, now it's the lifestyle bonus. You know, if you qualify at gold 3 months in a row, that you do 2,000 points, if you do 1,500 points, each of your silvers does 2,000, you can qualify for gold up to $500 extra a month, platinum 1,000, diamond 1,500, roll diamond 2 grand a month. So if you were gold, your exact same check, if you were qualified in this, instead of being 4,680, would have been 5,180. That's pretty cool, guys, to get $500 cash. And by the way, that $500 bonus is more than $600,000 to $700,000 in the bank to spit out that kind of cash every month. Is that a nice, tiny little bonus that me can throw an extra $500,000 in the bank for you?
Yeah. Very nice.
Not bad. Platinum, just to show you how this works out, what do you have to qualify with personal group volume at platinum? Nikken drops it again because you're a bigger leader. What's your PGV requirement at platinum?
1,000.
You guys notice how it keeps getting smaller? Yeah, because if you qualified platinum, you would need silvers across your front line to qualify. Now, let me ask you something. If you guys were new platinum and you had six front line silvers, how irritated would you be if four or five of the six qualified and it takes 6 months to go? And by the way, if you get paid at platinum, you're paid four levels deep. So this platinum right here, if you look at their organization, if they get paid three levels deep, they make about $4,600. If they get paid four levels deep, their check goes to $15,000. So this platinum right here, if one of those silvers doesn't qualify, their check goes from $15,000 down to $4,800. If one of the golds doesn't qualify $1,500, that platinum went from making $15,000 down to about $4,700. How many of you would be screaming bloody murder and gnashing of teeth? Let me ask you a question. How many of you professional networkers are so happy right now Nikken is going to introduce the qualified producer? Because how many of you in this call would like to be platinum someday?
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. How would you like to be a platinum not leaving $9,000 on the table?
Yeah.
Okay. And how would you guys like to be a platinum that doesn't have to take one of those silvers and order 35 pair of socks to qualify and they actually do it themselves? All right? That's how powerful this is. And just to show you guys, power compression. He can skip over people that don't qualify. We'll pay you on who does. Diamond, you can see here, your check at Diamond with that same extrapolation, that right there would be about $45,000 a month. Now, by the way, this is Diamond again. Go up to Royal Diamond. Now, this is Diamond. How does a Diamond get, what does a Diamond have to do, guys, to be a qualified Diamond? How many points? Personal group volume. 500. What do those six goals each have to do to be paid at Diamond?
1,500.
1,500 piece. So if only five of those goals qualify, that Diamond's check went from $45,000 a month down to $14,000 a month. How many of you would be a little bit cross if you lost $30,000 that month?
Yeah.
Okay, so how many of you that are cross? So how many of you that are cross about it out there in telephone land? We're all worked up over losing 5% of your personal volume if you don't qualify. You guys see, if some of you are thinking about $50, Paige and I are thinking about $31,260. Okay, this is why this is important. Now, if you look at Royal Diamond, same thing. Well, it's not on this chart, but a Royal Diamond has to do 100 points in a month. How many of you guys can manage 100 points in a month to be qualified?
Yeah.
And
if you have three frontline diamonds, what do each of them have to do personal group volume-wise to be qualified? Right. How many of you guys can do 100 yourself and then help three frontline diamonds each manage 500 points to get paid six levels deep and make a check for $140,000?
I think so. Yeah.
That's what this is. So here's what I want you guys to understand. This wraps it all up now that you guys understand this better. The consistency bonus, when NECAD evaluated the compensation plan, they took a look at the core of your business. You guys, the bulk of your volume is going to fall from the silvers and golds because those are the people who are transitioning from the bottom to the top levels. Your organizational volume will be a huge percentage in those two legs. It'd be like your sergeants in the Army and your lieutenants. They're the people that actually get things done, or your team leaders in business. So right here what you're looking at is we're going to reward silvers and golds who meet the personal group volume, and we're going to pay a consistency bonus called the qualified producer bonus. Now, this is a very big deal. If you qualify 2 months in a row, you get a 1% bonus on top of the personal group volume bonus you're already making. 2 months in a row, or I'm sorry, 3 months in a row, 1.5. 4 months in a row, you can make a 2% bonus. So if you have 10,000 points out there, guys, you can make potentially up to an extra $200, which may not sound like a lot, but that's money going right in your pocket. For just doing what you should be doing anyway. And he kept paying you extra. And Doug, I talked to Doug today at about 3 or 4 o'clock our time. He made it very clear. This money is not coming from the 5% that's coming from the non-qualified silvers. His words were basically, it's not even close to comparison. This is extra money and he kept paying you guys because more people are going to generate more volume. Over half the silvers get over 1,000 points and don't qualify because there's no incentive to for some of the folks that are borderline. And something like 20% are within 100 or 200 points and don't qualify. How many platinums out there are not getting paid at platinum because they've got five silvers that are within 100 points of qualifying that don't? You guys understand what's happening here is NECAN just put an iron corset in our compensation plan. They put a stiffener. It's like the, you know, you look at when you're working with foreign armies, you take a corps of American troops and put it inside some third world army, and it's called, you know, they stiffen them basically. What's happening here, and what you're going to see over time, you're going to see qualified producers, and you're going to notice people that will veer off more towards the consumer base and be basically folks that generated volume, but they're more the hobbyists. There will be a pin that says qualified producers. We talked to Doug today. We'll be pinning qualified producers at the Pathfinder Summit in April. It'll be after the first quarter.
Cool.
So it'll be a very big deal. So silver and gold. Go ahead.
They've actually just put it in there where everybody's going to qualify, and that's what the cool part about this is. They gave the people that were getting close to it an incentive.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. And then the other thing, it gives you guys as uplines a way to identify who the key people you're going to work with. Has anybody on this call, and I don't want to apply to any of you, it certainly doesn't apply to a Paige and I, ever tried to work with someone that doesn't want to be worked with or doesn't
want to
help?
Never.
No.
Well, do you guys think it'll be nice to turn your computer on and be able to self-identify who's a qualified producer versus who isn't so you can gauge your phone call towards those people?
Yeah.
Now, by the way, Paige and I are not talking about you and your six people. I'm talking about you being a platinum with 700. Do you think it'll save you some time if you just call the qualified producers?
For sure.
Yeah. Let me tell you all one little piece of advice if you want to be a professional networker. Don't work with people that want you. Don't work with people that need you. Work with people that deserve you. Period. All right? So here's the thing. If you do 4 months in a row, you're making 50%. What happens if you don't qualify 1 month? Do you just go back one notch or you go all the way back to the beginning? So do you guys think it's cool that you're going to have people locked in? Now, let me tell you something. I believe half of this is less money than just people are going to want to identify themselves as being qualified producers.
Exactly.
I'll be honest with you guys. If I was a silver or a gold, the devil would be wearing a winter jacket before I allowed myself to wear the other pin.
Oh, exactly.
Well, we should just rename the level. Like, you got silver and you've got, like, I don't know, wood or something. You know, are you a gold? I was a gold. I only did 1,100 points. This month I'm a zinc. But I mean, honestly, guys, I mean, your leaders are not going to allow themselves to be below a qualified producer. I love the name. It's absolutely fantastic. And that's a very, very cool thing. So the bottom line here is what Nikan did. Not sure if I'm going to slide or not. Nope, don't need it. Is Nikan basically came in, and just to reiterate it, it was a corset. It's a strengthener. It's rebar that's going to redefine and give you guys the ability, because where you guys are spending your time developing your group is at the silver and gold levels, because silvers and golds make platinums and diamonds. And that's how you get to the top level. So basically what you guys have done here is you have a way not only for people to come on board and have something to shoot for, leaders will want to be that, but also upper level leaders will have an idea where to focus. And even if you're a gold, do you guys think if you're a gold and you're trying to go platinum and you've got a front line that 12 months in a row has not been a qualified producer, do you guys think at some point you might believe them?
Yeah.
You follow what I'm saying? So basically, I mean, Paige, we're at the diamond level, we're going for royal. What kind of people are we going to be working with?
People that deserve it.
Yeah, but there will actually be a name for them now, won't there? Paige, we're going to work with qualified producers, aren't we?
That's absolutely right. They'll be qualified.
Yeah, that's right. And it makes our job easy. And by the way, have you guys noticed for about the last 6 months to a year, Paige and I have been harping on qualifying?
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple reasons for that. Number one, we knew this was coming or something like it. And number two, guys, I'm telling you, qualifying is the stable that breeds the rest of your group. If you don't qualify, you've got no babies. If you don't have babies, you don't have leaders. That's where everything happens. So if you're at a spot right now, let me kind of bring this home, where you want to get your business going, and yes, the non-qualifying silvers, it will be exactly like it is now. I just got a great question from Elaine who said, well, will they become a part of your PGV? You will get paid on them. If somebody doesn't do their 100, you'll get paid on them like you're the direct upline, but it will not count towards your qualifying. In other words, if I'm your upline gold and you're a downline silver and you don't qualify, I get paid on your people, but Nikan will only count your qualifying volume out of your personal group, even though on the computer it will look like it's added into yours. That's a great question, and a lot of you don't know what the heck I'm talking about. That's for a more higher-level distributor. But your personal group is what you're going to qualify on, even though you'll be getting paid on the rest of those people. So that's an important point. Thank you, Elaine, for asking that. And I'm sure there's a lot of platinums who are nodding their heads, because that's where that usually gets hit. So the bottom line with this is Nikan, you know, the point I was making right there, let me get back to what I was just saying, is that this is the stable where things happen. And if you're trying to get your business going, first thing you should do is go silver. Okay? That's where everything happens. Generate that heat and then drive through silver. You hear a lot of talk about Dennis Drew's list, that 10,000 points. Do you guys understand why Dennis Drew's list is such a big deal and applies so much to our business now and why they've been reinforcing for the past 6 months?
Yeah.
This is why. By the way, let me just say this. Have you guys ever noticed that the people that are on that list are the same names that keep getting on it?
Yeah.
Let me just make a quick point to you. If I told somebody to go do 10 push-ups, it would be super hard. But then if you worked on it for a while and started doing 10 push-ups, is it fair to assume you could do 10 push-ups pretty much any time I asked?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Go out and work really hard and do 10,000 points, and then watch how much easier it is the next time. It goes the same thing with 2,000 points. So the bottom line here, guys, is if you're below silver, get silver. You're going to make a mint. You just realize Nikan literally sits around inventing ways to pay people more money. Mm-hmm. Why do you think our Paige was, so we were talking to the comp plan tonight, we were kind of joking around about it. What did you say, Paige? It's so colorful like Christmas. They're just throwing money at you everywhere when you look at it.
It reminds me of Christmas with all the colors, because it's just presents coming at you from every direction.
We actually have a president and a company that sits around inventing ways to pay you guys more. And we're already making $10,000, $20,000, $50,000, $100,000 a month, and they had to make it even better. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you something else. With the comp plan change, anybody's been in the company for a while, you think, oh my gosh, what's going to happen? Paige and I spent extensive time with not only the North American people, but Tony Chaplin from Europe, Jana Hamainen, who's a wonderful guy, different market directors, Graham Bull, just big people from around the world. I'm going to tell you guys something flat out. I absolutely trust these guys. They have done an unbelievable job. Perry and I were at lunch with Maurice, and Linda Morrison, we were down there eating, and Doug was in another meeting, and Paige and Aaron were doing something, and so we just sat down, and she came over to us for a minute, because Doug was finishing something up, and she said, you know, we were talking about the comp plan, she said, you know, I just can't tell you guys how many nights Doug sat on the computer running these numbers to maximize it, and to make sure that non-qualified people wouldn't, quote unquote, get hurt, and how much effort he put into this. You guys realize that if you're not producing silver, Nikan just found a way slightly tweak it to massively enhance the comp plan, but nobody gets hurt here. And if the silver that doesn't qualify goes out next month and qualifies, they immediately are back in the game. What the company probably should have done is that if you haven't qualified in 6 months, you should probably go back to bronze because you're not a leadership-level person. You've reached it, but you can keep it. Nikan didn't do that. You know, if you're a gold that hasn't qualified in 6 months, you probably should go back to silver. You know, and by the way, that's not the kind of company we have, but that's the mentality that most of the companies in this industry have. You guys know what most companies do that have been around for 20 or even 5 years? It's 5 years as old in network marketing. We're on our 8th 5-year plan. A lot of these companies, when they want to go to the next level, they retire all their platinums and above and give them a buyout so there's nobody at the top level. Nikan's going to make our comp plan better. This company, guys, is like a white rhinoceros. You'll never see it again. The mix of products, the company, the pay, the tools, the structure. We just did 35 years and shut the book on it. And what they have done with these things, they have taken us to the next 35 years. It will absolutely, absolutely blow through the roof. And Elaine just said again, in Amway, for example, if you don't qualify, you slide all the way back to the rank you were at. You guys realize that 2,000 points is only 10% of silver. How many of you guys would like to go silver and the next month be a senior again to get 2,000 points? I mean, really, anybody here that says qualifying is hard, really what you're saying is, I'm having trouble going senior again, even though I already went silver, which doesn't make sense to me. You follow what I'm saying? And I'm saying this because I've had so many calls from people that are in the business that don't understand this. And the reason I walked you through the compensation plan, when you see a platinum who has somebody that doesn't qualify and they lose $10,000, you guys understand why qualifying comes into play?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. So how many of you guys are going to be qualified producers on this call? Right, and how many of you are going to go out and make $50,000 to $100,000 a month by just duplicating the simple system and putting products on people? By the way, that are putting pill bottles in the tank. We're retiring resumes and prescriptions. What do you do for a living? We're what Clarice would say, we're heartbreakers and life takers, sir. We're resume wreckers and pill bottle smashers, sir. That's what we do, man. I mean, we're bringing the thunder down on pills and resumes. Period. You guys get paid to do something that's fun anyway. So, anybody have any questions? I went about 8 minutes longer than I wanted to, but it was a lot to cover, and it was a big change. Do you guys feel you have a better understanding of what's going on and why qualifying is important and what this means?
Oh, yeah, Rick. The one thing that wasn't said is that this is going to be effective November 1st to be paid in December?
Yes. Yes. Well, it will be paid in January because it takes 2 months.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. Yeah, but it's starts November 1.
Yeah, and like I said, we talked about today, we'll actually be live pinning the first big batch of qualified producers at the Pathfinder Summit down here in Austin. How many of you guys are going to walk across the stage as a qualified producer?
Yeah.
Hey, a couple of you guys on this call are gold. Maybe you guys should be saying, I'm not going to walk across the stage as a qualified producer because maybe you'll be something that doesn't have to do
exactly.
It. Maybe
I want a rank pin. I want a rank pin.
Awesome. Well, guys, this is going to be a lot of fun. I hope you guys enjoyed the call tonight. Any closing questions before we go?
No, it's great.
Yeah, I have a question.
Go ahead, Cowboy.
Because you get to carry this over to your next level. So I go platinum in April.
Yeah.
The qualified gold, I become a qualified platinum, correct?
No, it's going to be a whole different ballgame for platinum, diamonds, and royals. There will be more money than you could shake a bag full of sticks at. It's going to be changes that will.
Okay, then I'll
let me just say.
You don't want to go platinum, Cowboy.
Yeah. Let me say one thing to everybody on this call is going to be platinum or above. Make sure you've got a second and third leg in place and start developing them now. Do not be a one-legged organization. You're going to want number 2, 3, and 4, at least number 2 and 3 in place. Start doing that now. Because if you do, there's going to be massive financial incentives. So that's good. So the bottom line, guys, is this is what's so cool about this. We have a company going into the next phase of Nikan, and a comp plan, they just put a nitro tank on. This thing is going to absolutely explode. If you're new on this call, the most important thing to take away is build it like your hair's on fire, have a good time, and keep loading people in the beginning, and enjoy your business, man. You're going to make $1 million doing something fun. Just go out and enjoy it and have a good time. And I hope you guys enjoyed the call tonight.
Yeah,
awesome.
You had a good call.
Thank you. And I'm sorry I went a little bit long. That was just a lot to explain, and I wanted to make sure I did it thoroughly because I don't you guys agree that talking about qualifying without explaining why qualifying is important kind of is putting the cart before the horse? I think I'm excited, and I think we're going to go do some great things. So have a great week. Hey, guys, maybe finish out October being a qualified producer with or without the pin and set the tone now.
Exactly. All right.
Not that any of you are having trouble with that anyway, but for those of you that want to get going, start by doing the simple basics and all the great. If you want to do a great thing, it starts by just a collection of good things. Most people that do great things fail because they forget to do the daily good things. And qualifying is like getting a base hit. Just get on base, folks. If you got runners on base, good things are going to happen, okay?
All right.
Night, everybody. You guys are all awesome with a capital A, and thank you. And I think you're all qualified producers.
Thank you.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.